Bachelor Michigan students. I wanted to give a little bit of moment time for connection before we start this Shabbat. I know it's been a really difficult and crazy week for so many of us, and our hearts are with each other, even though a lot of us are maybe spending Shabbat not together this week, when we might have otherwise been spending Shabbat together. So I'm just gonna wait a few more moments for some people to join us, so that we have time to sing a little bit. I want to sing three different pieces from Shabbat traditions, from one from Kabbalat Shabbat, one from Maariv, and one from the rituals around our table. And just a taste of Shabbat as we go into it this week. We are actually really lucky that we have Shabbat every week. And I hope that going forward, if we are still in the midst of the challenges of coronavirus as it spreads, that we are able to virtually connect with each other on Shabbat in lots of different ways. So this is just our first attempt to connect a little bit, to be together. And I would imagine that people have maybe had a difficult and a stressful day. Friday can often be stressful as we prepare for Shabbat, but today I'm sure had its own unique challenges for everyone. So as I wait just about 30 more seconds before starting to sing, I just wanted to invite everyone to take a deep breath, take this moment to center yourself a little bit, to look around you at the environment that you're in, or if you are with other people, to make eye contact, smile. And if you're just here with me, then I'll feel those smiles as well. So what I want to do today is to sing a Lechado Di. I want to sing the refrain. I think we've dealt with a lot of words this week. I think a lot of people are reading a lot of news, they're listening to broadcasts, they're reading emails and trying to stay up to date on everything, and sometimes words can be a lot. So I'm gonna keep the words to a minimum and keep the yai-dai-dais going for this first Lechado Di. So we're just gonna sing the refrain, and this is one that I have found to be really meaningful when we sing. Have sung it in different services, particularly in conservative services, at Shabbat, at Hillel. But it also is a tune that has a lot of ups and downs, and I think reflective of the week. So one thing I really love about stressful and difficult times is to be able to sing, because it takes it takes a deep breath in order to be able to sing. It takes a lot of courage also to sing in groups of people. And so one opportunity we have, if we're maybe around fewer people, is that this can feel like people can sing their heart out and not feel worried or embarrassed about knowing the words or not knowing the words. I'm going to be pretending that I can hear you all sing with me, because it's sometimes daunting to sing by yourself. So I'm going to keep you all in my heart, in my mind. And when I close my eyes, I'm going to imagine you harmonizing with me. So if you know this, sing along. And if you don't, I'm going to sing the yai-dai-dais and the refrain three times. So hopefully you can pick it up. So, Lechado Di. Na 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 One more time, we're doing this song. Na 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 Thanks for singing along with me. If that one was felt a little too upbeat for you, I hear you. It's, again, been a really hard week for a lot of us. And even today, with things going up and down and changing and people's plans changing, the next thing I want to sing together with you is a short piece from the prayer, Hashkivenu. This is a really comforting prayer where we ask for God's help, for God's sheltering peace. And while many of us might be feeling like we're all over the place, wherever that is, if you're at school, if you're at home, if you're still traveling, if you're in the midst of things, one thing I really wish for you this Shabbat is that you have some semblance of a Sukkot Shalom, of a shelter of peace with you this Shabbat. And so this is it's a four-word chant, Ufros Aleinu Sukkot Shlomecha, focusing on asking for God to bring over us, to spread over us that shelter of peace. Maybe that be peace of mind, and a little bit of extra strength during this really difficult time. This is a really, it's a really simple chant, so I'm going to sing it 5 or 6 times, and I hope you sing it with me, and it slows things down a little bit. So as we think about the shelter of peace for us, may that also be true for as many people as possible who are dealing with the ramifications of the health crisis we're dealing with right now, here in the country and in Michigan and all over the world. So Ufros Aleinu Sukkot Shlomecha. Ufros Aleinu Sukkot Sukkot Shalomecha, a couple more times, Ufros Aleinu. May we all feel God's sheltering peace around us this Shabbat, especially those people who are taking care of people who are ill, who may be experiencing stress, anxiety, who may be experiencing sickness, and who are unable to be together in community with other people, and for people who are bringing us who are helping to keep everyone safe and to take care of all of those who are in need of healing right now. I especially want to thank all those people in locally and all around who are doing that really important and really hard work. And especially keeping those people in my heart when I think about God's sheltering peace right now. Wishing those people and all of us strength. I'm noticing that some people are on this live stream who are alumni of the University of Michigan, and it's just such a really beautiful opportunity to be able to, while we're not together physically, to be able to actually expand our circle of connection over technology right now. And I really love that I get to spend Shabbat with all of you for a few more minutes. The last song I want to sing is a song that normally we sing at around the Shabbat table, Shalom Aleichem, which is a song we bring to welcome the Shabbat ministering angels around us. So I want to sing this for a couple of reasons. One, because I know that there are a number of people who are spending Shabbat dinner together this week in small groups. And I want to encourage everyone to make that small gathering to feel the most holy it can feel and the most special for Shabbat. And for me in particular, singing Shalom Aleichem at Shabbat dinner at Hillel makes me feel like, oh, Shabbat is actually here on the weekends that I'm working. And so that's a really special transitional moment for me. And it as we sing it, it makes me think about the warm feeling of being with everyone together. So I hope that is what it brings to all of you as well. I'm gonna sing the tune that well, we're all gonna sing the tune that we usually sing at Michigan Hillel at Shabbat dinner. Bringing us again that sense of connectedness to those ministering angels who join us on Shabbat. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asharet, Malachi Ayon, Mi Melech, Malachi Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Baruch Hu Nile Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachi Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzeidchem Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon. So, candlelighting is officially starting in a few minutes. I can tell that the sun is about to start setting. And I just want to remind everyone that, again, we have Shabbat every week. And I hope to be able to come together a couple of times in this way if we can and if we need to before we're able to gather again in person. And I want to wish everyone a really wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat is the constant in our world when we are in a world of chaos. And it's supposed to be a taste of the world to come. So while we might feel like the world around us is really in chaos right now and really in a difficult place, I want to wish us all one aspect of the Shabbat experience over the next 25 hours that really feels like what you really need in this moment. And I hope to connect with any and all of you again soon, whether it's again over Facebook or one-on-one on a virtual coffee date. I'll be doing some coffee tutorials, how to make your own great frothed milk, and to have some meaningful phone calls and texts in the future. And just want to wish everyone a really peaceful Shabbat where people can slow down, take in the world around them right now, take some deep breaths, and stay healthy. So, Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and hope to see you all again soon.